This is your home for Sports Talk with Bill Coates on All Sports Radio for East Texas.
92.1 FM.
The team.
The Lakers have won. The Lakers are the seventh seed, and they'll take on the champion Denver Nuggets in the first round in a rematch of last season's Western Conference Finals.
Dallas Cowboys have had the worst offseason in the NFL. The worst.
This is your all sports station for East Texas.
92.1 FM.
The team.
RG3 speaking out, and the Lakers get a win. We've got more basketball tonight. Good afternoon, everybody. Bill and Kevin in the Hall Buick GMC All As It All studio at Jersey Mike's on 92.1 FM. The team.
As Yates again looks over his left shoulder to the runner Perez, he sets a long hold, and now the pitch. It's on the outside corner for a called third strike. Split-fingered pitch catches the corner. Yates gets the job done, records his second victory as a Texas Ranger, and seals this 5-4 win over the Tigers.
There you go. Good afternoon, everybody. The Rangers win a one-run game today in Detroit.
You called it.
No, I didn't. Oh, I was glooming and dooming, man.
You're good at that, man. Come on now.
I'm going, you know, about middle of the eighth inning, I'm going, they stink. They'll never win another game. Now, we'll say this. Kirby Yates, who is the former Atlanta Braves, been around baseball. He might be one of the answers. He's the kid from Hawaii. We talked to him Ranger spring training. Pitched for the Braves last year. Has a track record. He and David Robertson were the two main bullpen additions during the offseason. Both pitched today, as a matter of fact. And they're both veteran big league players who know how to pitch in what they call high leverage situations.
That's right.
And so the Rangers jumped out to a 4-1 lead, then let that get away.
Yeah.
But took the lead on a Josh Smith gapper in the ninth inning, and then win it in the bottom half of the ninth inning with a man on. And so they win a game today in Detroit, and they have a chance to take the series tomorrow afternoon.
Need to take the series. It's been a while, but you know, the bullpen got two shots, two bites at the apple. They got it done the second time around, and that's a good win for the Rangers.
Rangers did it today without hitting a home run. I mean, they did what they had to do to win today, but good victory. That was a nice win on the road today.
Against
a pretty good team. Yeah. Detroit's off to a pretty good start. Yeah. They're a relatively young team. And so the Rangers get a road win. Tomorrow, Jack Leiter makes his major league debut here on 92.1 FM. The team been kind of a weird schedule. The Rangers played a night game on Monday and then three day games.
Right.
I'm not sure why Detroit's playing all day games like that. I don't get that.
Kind of like the Cubs used to do, but I'm not sure why they're doing that.
I mean, they have lights in that stadium.
They do. They do play a lot.
There was nobody there today.
I know.
About 10,000 people.
Kind of like the Oakland crowd, even better than the Oakland crowd. But yeah, there was nobody there.
And they're not a bad club. I don't get why they played all day games today in Detroit. You know, I could maybe see that in the summertime when more people are off, but they played all day. I can see the game tomorrow. It's a getaway day. Okay, play the game tomorrow. But why they played three straight day games, I'm sure there's a reason. But the Rangers have not had much. If they were going to lose this series, it wouldn't be going to be because of a home field advantage. They didn't draw much this series. And the Rangers again won today. I think by the time that game was over, it was raining a little bit.
It was drizzling just a bit.
And you couldn't even tell there was anybody in the ballpark.
It was pretty empty. And I'm not sure if weather is a factor in why they play today games. Is it cool up there in Detroit? I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah, I guess at night this time of the year.
It'd be pretty chilly, so maybe that's why they did day games. But, again, the Rangers have a shot to win this series tomorrow.
So there you go. The Rangers got a nice win today. They're 10 up and 9 down with the series finale coming up. And don't look down. Tomorrow's the 20th game. So tomorrow the Rangers will be an eighth of the way through the Major League Baseball season.
Fast. Yeah, that's moving quick.
20 games in, 19 as of today. The Rangers are 10-9. They are not far off, I guess, realistically, you know, given what we thought their starting pitching might be, from where we thought. We were hoping that they could, you know, stay at 500 or a little bit above. So not bad, but the kicker on this is their starting pitching has been pretty good.
Yeah.
Their bullpen has had its ups and downs.
It's had its issues, yeah.
And they haven't been hitting the ball all that well.
They haven't, at least in this series. You know, they were one of the better scoring offenses in the league, and I think they're still there. But they got off to a really slow start in terms of runs in this uh, in this series. They've been struggling. They've been not making the most of their opportunities. They had the bases loaded in the first inning, no outs. They only pushed across one. That same thing happened on Monday in the fifth inning. They got one run across with the bases loaded, nobody out, but all they needed was the one run on Monday. Not the case today, but they found a way to win.
We're at Jersey Mike's. We're on South Broadway across from the mall, one of our regular stops. Last month when we were here, they did their Day of Giving. That was Children's Village was this year's charity, and the three stores in the area, the Two Tyner and the Longview store, between the three of them, Jeff Gerhardt told us, raised $54,000.
That's a lot of money.
Plus what Jacksonville did,
yeah,
which contributed. So they got a very nice thank you, folks,
yeah,
for that Day of Giving. Not in addition, I know he was giving me numbers. They were like right. Top 15 and top 30 nationally. Yeah. In a couple of those categories from what the just the donations that were made. I'm not sure what the heck all those are coming in there, but apparently my Apple phone is giving them grief here this afternoon, so I think I'm going to unplug this baby so I don't hear it anymore. But anyway, the thank you to the folks who came in and gave donations. And then, of course, that whole day at all three stores, plus Jacksonville, all the proceeds that day in March went to the Children's Village local charity. It's a national initiative by Jersey Mike's. So it's great on Jersey Mike's that they have that heart for giving. But you know what? You don't need an excuse to come in here. The food is great. These subs, both hot and cold, are outstanding. And they do a salad as well, where they basically take that sub and make it into a really, really salad.
Yeah.
They have a your call in, your online address at jerseymikes.com, your online orders. They have a special pickup area where you can pick it up and you're in and out, or you can sit here, as many do, and enjoy a great lunch or dinner. And we're at Jersey Mike's this afternoon until about 5:30. The Rangers make that. The Rangers have already played. Tonight we've got the two Eastern Conference playoff games from ESPN Radio beginning at 5:30 here on the team. So we'll be out a little bit earlier than usual this afternoon. We'd love to hear from you we can talk about a number of topics, but interesting to me today is the story about the NBA player who has been banned from the league
for gambling. Permanently. Jonte Porter, right?
Jonte Porter. I'm not sure. I don't follow the league as closely as I used to. But if he's in the league, he's making a great living.
He should be.
And, you know, to blow it, for what I understand, were, what, $20,000 worth of bets or something like that?
He was betting anywhere from $15 to, like, $2,500, something like that. Or $22,000, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
But apparently betting on basketball games.
Betting not only just on basketball games, but betting on the Raptors, the team he played
for.
So, yeah, doing a whole bunch of crazy stuff.
Now, again, I have been in many, many locker rooms in my career. And I've been in baseball clubhouses, NFL locker rooms. There is a sign in every one of them which warns against this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have talked about this on numbers of occasions. There is no sign up there that warns as against domestic violence or drugs or guns or driving too fast on North Central Expressway. You know, are all the stuff that young men can do wrong and do dumb. I mean, it happens, okay? Not in any way condoning any of it.
Yeah.
But a lot of dumb stuff out there to do. The one sign in every locker room that I've ever been in that warns these guys as professional, meaning getting paid to play athletes, is don't bet. Now, because it goes to the heart of the integrity of the game.
That's right. Questions you can – it puts in question the integrity of the game, yes.
We have to believe – you've heard this diatribe from me before, but we have to believe when we watch a game. The Rangers happened to win the game today. Okay, great. But we have to believe if the Rangers had blown the lead in the bottom of the ninth inning and Kirby Yates had given up a two-run bomb and the Tigers had won that game 6-5 instead of the Rangers winning it 5-4, we have to believe that they lost because they lost and not because the pitcher grooved one to the hitter to hit a two-run bomb because he had money riding on the game.
Mm-hmm.
That he didn't, in some form or fashion, contribute in a way to get paid to dump the game. We have to believe that if the quarterback on your favorite team throws a pick six at the wrong time in the fourth quarter of a big ball game, he did it because he just screwed up.
Yeah, he just threw a bad pass.
Not because
and a good play
there
by
was
the
something
defense.
Else going on.
Right.
Or if there's a key turnover in the fourth quarter or late stages of a basketball game,
yeah.
You know, that that there wasn't something riding on it, or even shaving points, even if your team still wins. And the more common of that is not necessarily in basketball dumping a game per se, but shaving points.
Right.
You know, find out what the line is. The gamblers say you're supposed to win by 9, but you figure out a way to only win by 5.
Right.
And you get paid because, you know, you, even though you won, you didn't beat the spread.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that is gambling, and I in no way claim to be an expert on it. I don't bet on games.
Right.
Not because I'm lily pure or anything like that.
Yeah, it's just not your thing.
I just don't. I like to enjoy the games for what they are, and if my team that I'm rooting for wins by 2 and should have won by 7,
yeah.
I want to be happy about that.
You still want to be able to enjoy the victory.
I want to be able to be happy about that. Aren't you that way?
I am that way, and that's kind of why I don't play. You know, I don't do NCAA tournament brackets for money anymore because I want to be able to root for the teams I want to win without feeling bad about it.
I wouldn't, you know, on a $20 deal maybe to, you know, for charity or among friends, you know, to put $20 in an office pool in an NCAA tournament, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But to have real money riding on a game, I don't want to be upset when my team didn't win by enough. I want to be happy that they won. And so I don't bet on games.
Yeah.
And I keep up with it enough to kind of have some idea of what the odds makers think about a game, because that's part of the story. But I don't want in any form or fashion to be unhappy that my team didn't win by enough, so I don't really bet on the games. But it is so stupid for an athlete to bet money on sports in particular, but particularly on their own games, that is so out there. That's just not – I mean, that is so incredibly dumb that just on general principle of being dumb, the guy should have been
loose.
Kicked
they
off.
They got to cut him loose.
They
right?
got to cut a man loose for
yeah,
that.
And
come
it's,
on.
You know, and especially in this day and age of that, you know they're watching you, and that's part of the reason he got caught because they're watching all of this stuff. And so you can't – I mean, you can't do it. You certainly can't bet on basketball. You certainly can't bet on your own team. And you can't take days off like he was doing to give bettors gamblers information and stuff like that. And, you know, partly not really throwing games, but limiting his participation in games because of gamblers and all of that stuff he was doing, just crazy. But it goes on.
But my question to you, do you see mixed messages out there? 592-5200, do you see mixed signals from the leagues themselves? Should players be allowed to bet? 592-5200 on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline if you have an opinion on that topic. For instance, we just did a Super Bowl in Las Vegas.
Yes, we did.
The NBA will put its next team in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball is headed that way. That's Hockey's right. Stanley Cup champions are from Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the biggest advertisers now on television for pro sports are DraftKings, FanDuel, and those kinds of deals. And the one, Caesar Sportsbook, the one that the young man from Terrell. What's his name? Anyway, the star, you know, I can't
it'll
remember. Anyway,
yeah.
But they're all advertising big time, you know, in ball games. And so Jamie Foxx.
Fox. There you go.
Jamie Foxx. He's a spokesperson. He's from people, man, I realize this. He's from Terrell.
Yeah.
Played for the Terrell Tigers.
He did.
Jamie Foxx is not his real name. He
that
was the high school quarterback at Terrell once upon a time. But anyway, he's the spokesperson for the Caesar Sportsbook, and they advertise to. So, and of course, we've told this many times, the biggest booths at Super Bowl, Radio Row now are FanDuel and DraftKings. And, you know, they interview and they talk about the line, you know, and this, that, and the other. It has now been adopted. Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, who today suspended this young man from the NBA, was the first U.S. Sports League commissioner to advocate for legalizing and regulating sports betting. He was the first. In a 2014 op-ed in the New York Times, he called for a federal framework for sports betting, but said in today's release that the transparency of legal betting helps identify suspicious activity, but more needed to be done to prevent more issues. So on the one hand, they're taking the money.
Of course they are. That's
because it's
be
big bucks.
That's right. Want to be part of it. They want to. Yes. They want to be a part of it.
Yet still advocating and demanding what we know to be true, that the players themselves cannot in any form or fashion even give a hint of the integrity of the game being compromised. For instance, remember the NBA ref who was literally betting on games.
Yeah.
Tim Donaghy got kicked out of the league because he was straight up gambling and he was officiating those games. Mm-hmm. And an NBA official can have an impact on a game.
Sure can.
He can make a call. He can make a call in the last minute of a ball game that could impact the outcome of a ball game. Easy. Would be easy to do. And he got kicked out, and rightly so.
As he said it.
So any of these guys, Pete Rose has paid the ultimate price, not in the Hall of Fame because of it, and now this guy does today, and I guess he's out forever. I don't know
if lifetime
at some
band.
Point they reconsider. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, maybe they do.
I'm sure he's going to try to get back in, but, yeah, I mean, he's right now it's a lifetime ban.
Problem is athletes don't get any younger, and you lose your skills over time. So say 2 years from now if they finally consider letting him back in, will he be even the half player he once was?
I don't even hear. The first thought I had is, who is he? Who is Jonte Porter?
I really don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I don't keep up
and
with
so
it.
So he's not a
know.
Household name. So his chance of getting back in the league is very slim. Now, if he was a bigger name player, all right, like Shohei Ohtani, and you know,
yeah, Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, I mean, they're different rules for different guys. I mean, he might have to sit out a while, but he would be back. This guy, I don't even know until today. And so, yeah, his chance of getting back in the league is slim to none.
I promise you, baseball is not going to ban Shohei Ohtani.
Nope. If there was going to be any punishment, it would have been a limited suspension.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give him 20 games and tell him don't do it again.
Pretty much.
I mean, that's going to be about the limit. So I personally see mixed signals going here.
Yeah, there are, but you got to know. I mean, I think
these kids grow up in a gambling
world.
They
do. It starts in college. We've been
they're young men, a lot younger than you and me.
Yeah, and you know, it's easy to access gambling, especially with these cell phones and all of this stuff. You can do a whole lot of gambling from right there in your house. And so it is mixed messages, but you also got to know. And they can bet on some things, but you got to know you can't bet on your own game.
You can't
basketball, your own sport.
You know, the NFL this past year at the Super Bowl, you know, they had they knew that they were in, in interesting territory. They're in Vegas.
Yes.
Where the last time I checked, there's plenty of gambling going on.
A little bit. Yeah.
Can't walk 10 feet in any direction.
They had slot machines on Radio Row.
Yeah. And so they told those guys, and even some of our friends who worked in the media that were affiliated with the game, all the personnel that worked for the teams were told, don't gamble while you're here.
Yeah.
And that included NFL people who weren't even affiliated with the teams playing in the game.
Yes. They were told not to gamble.
If you work for the Cowboys and you're a PR guy for the Cowboys at the game, you were told, if you work for an NFL team, don't gamble this week. You know, don't do it. And so, and I guess for the most part, they obeyed that. But I see mixed signals here, even though clearly the young man needed to be punished. But I still see mixed signals. I still see hypocrisy there, in my opinion.
I guess I get that. But, you can gamble. But there's certain things while you're a player you just can't gamble on. There's just some things you cannot do. There are certain jobs you have that you cannot do. It's just a bad look. Right, and so that's kind of where this is. I mean, you can gamble, but you can't gamble on basketball, and you certainly cannot gamble on your own team, and you certainly cannot gamble on yourself on your own team in basketball. And that's kind of what he was doing, a little bit of everything.
All right, so, gang, on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline, do we see hypocrisy out there with the way the pro sports leagues are handling gambling? Let's get to the phones. Jeff, good afternoon. How you doing, Jeff? What's up? Good afternoon, Jeff.
How you two fine gentlemen doing?
Jeff, what's up?
I tell you what, it's always a treat to talk to the Joe Buck and Troy Aikman of East Texas Sports Talk.
Okay.
Which one are you?
Enough, Jeff.
Okay, let's move
Thank
on.
Thank you, Jeff.
Hey,
Thank
I got
you.
I was listening to
I can, well, you know, I was born in the morning,
Jeff,
just not this morning,
keep it
okay?
Coming, Jeff. Forget
me. Yeah. I was listening to what you guys were saying, and I agree completely, you know, about the gambling that they've – I think sports is – I mean, there's an old saying, if you sit around in the kitchen long enough, you're going to eat. And these guys – once you start embracing this, I mean, do they think that it's not going to be something come up – There was a gentleman I heard on Joe Rogan podcast 2 months ago. He's in his late 70s, late early 80s. professional gambler. Now, I don't mean one of these guys that goes to the five-card draw, you know, those World Series of poker. He gambles for a living, and, I mean, he's been doing it for years. And he said something that was very interesting. He named two different federal inquiries on gambling. One of them was that basketball coach, that basketball referee. And he said, you know, we do this for a living. He said, when I break down my line for certain games, it always comes out the same as Vegas. He said, when we see lines, professional guys like me see where a line moves a certain amount in one way or the other for no reason, we know something's not right. And he said, when there's a federal indictment, he said, there's a gambler has tipped off the government. Hey, something's not right here. So I thought that was quite an interesting deal because he said, these lines don't just move unless somebody's injured. He said, we know what our line's the same as Vegas. He goes, and when it moves for no reason, something's not right.
All right.
Yeah. And, you know, when you get in bed with, like you say, it's a double-edged sword, and you're embracing the NFL and the NBA is embracing gambling, but then you tell them, don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah.
But they're taking the money. So I don't know what the answer is. But it's not going to be the last one that gets caught.
Oh, no. No, there's plenty more out there.
My buddy Jimmy says, by the way, Jontay Porter's brother is Michael Porter.
Yeah, I know that.
Nuggets.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
But we still know. We don't know Jontay Porter very well. Yeah, but I know. Yeah, I know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else, Jeff?
It's good talking to you guys. I'm going to listen.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. I just see a little hypocrisy here. I just do. I get the money, and they are in the business of making money, but you are pointing the wagging the finger with one finger, and then on the other hand, you're wagging your right hand saying don't do it, and with your left hand you're reaching out and getting money from the same people that all these guys have been paying money to bet.
Yeah,
you know, does that make sense to you?
Oh, I get what you're saying, but I also understand. I mean, you know, and maybe things will change. Going forward, they'll loosen some of the rules. But right now, man, I get it. You can't bet on your own team. The NFL wants to be involved in gambling. There's a whole lot of money to be made out there for everybody. And so if they want to take that money, you still got to know as a player, I can't bet.
We are a week and a day away from the NFL draft. Mike Fisher, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas and CowboysSI.com. Talk a little Cowboys about a week before the draft coming up in a bit as well. Want to hear from you on the gambling issue this afternoon. NBA player from Toronto got kicked out of the league today. He was gambling on his own team.
Yeah.
Not the smartest thing I've ever heard. We're at Jersey Mike's. It is 4:23. We're out today at about 5:25 because we've got the NBA play-in games tonight involving the Eastern Conference teams, so we'll be doing that. Love to hear from you. We'll do trivia this afternoon as well, and we're at Jersey Mike's on 92.1 FM, the team.
All Sports Radio, you're on 92.1 FM, the team.
Data from Allianz Life Insurance Company finds 22% of Americans currently working hope to retire in 2024. Now is the time to determine if you are retiring now or in the future. I'm James Holloway, Sr., owner and investment advisor representative of Texas Financial and Retirement. We are a local, full-service, independent firm and have helped Texas families over three generations. Experience matters. We have offices in Tyler and Longview and serve all of East Texas. Our goal is to help you check all of your retirement boxes to make sure you are prepared. Let Texas Financial and Retirement guide you through your countdown to retirement. Get started today. You are not alone. Contact TexasFinancialAndRetirement.com for your private consultation. Retirement and purpose made better.
Texas Financial and Retirement offers insurance service, investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Hello, fans. Citizens First Bank wants to be part of your winning team. They appreciate the value of loyal fans who always support their team. And at Citizens First, you'll always talk to a real person who knows your name and is willing to assist you with any of your banking needs. The Citizens First Bank team includes a reliable staff that's ready to put you first. From personal and business online banking to remote deposit capture, they offer the latest in new account technology that'll keep you and your business in the game and save you valuable time. Come and see what it's like to do business with an A-rated rated bank. Citizens First Bank will help you score a touchdown and put points on your financial scoreboard. Citizens First Bank on the Southeast Loop in Tyler, in Jacksonville, Rusk, and Nacogdoches. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. And on the web at citizensfirstbank.com. That's citizens, the number one, stbank.com. citizensfirstbank.com.
Honey, is there a problem with the air conditioning?
Yep, I called Coy.
You mean Coy.air conditioning?
Yes, they fix any problem, service any brand, and it's like having a neighbor in your home.
And Coy Dot is an independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
For anything air conditioning, call Coy. Online at coydot.com. Texas Air Conditioning License 801-6084C.
Coy Dot Air Conditioning. Just call Coy.
Coy Dot Air Conditioning.
It's the best little ice house in Texas, the Republic Ice House, Spur 248 across from UT Tyler. Great food, drinks, the best live music, and biggest games of the year, including the Rangers and the NBA playoffs on the big screen and over 20 TVs. DJ Dez rocks the ice house on Wednesday night. There's karaoke on Thursday, and check out weekly events and specials on their Facebook page at the Ice House on the Spur across from UT Tyler and online at republicicehouse.com.
Hey, how's your back?
Much better, thank you, and thanks to our hot spring spa.
Yeah, I told you a hot spring spa would make a difference.
Well, I must say it does. Yep. The warm water holds me in a buoyant state while the jets massage away the tension and make the pain go away.
So, I was right then about getting the hot spring spa.
Well, 30 minutes in our hot spring spa really helps me get a good night's sleep.
So I was right.
And time in a hot spring spa is better than taking pills.
Boy, it sure is, and you know I was right.
And it's not like you don't enjoy a hot spring spa, too.
I do. Let me think. I was right.
You're going to make me say it, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you were right.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Let me hear it. Come on.
You were right.
I'm like the conductor of the Wright Symphony here.
You are Mr. Wright.
Good thing you married me.
I know.
Aches and pains melt away in a hot spring spa. Test drive one at East Texas Spa. In Tyler on Old Jacksonville Highway, just south of the Loop. And in Longview on Loop 281 next to Casa Ole. Online at ilovemyspa.com. East Texas Spa.
Let's talk a little bit about home cooking. The good thing about home cooking is it's typically delicious. The bad thing is you got to get out grandma's recipe book. Next thing you know, you're looking for coriander. That's why I go to Daniel Boone's Grill and Tavern. At Daniel Boone's, we'll feed you and feed you good.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.
We spend max money year in and year out. All 32 can only spend the same amount of money over a five-year stretch. And when we're all said and done, we max out our salary cap every year, and we will have done that. What comes with having a good roster, which we do, and, you know, we also, are looking towards signing our own guys. It doesn't mean it happens overnight, but when you're wanting to sign players like Dak and Micah and CD, then you have to hold money back if you want to have a realistic chance at signing those guys.
Stephen Jones on 105.3 The Fan, the Cowboys flagship in Dallas, talking about how the Cowboys spend their money.
I mean, they always seem to be strapped for money, but, you know, they have to put some money aside to sign these bigger name players that are coming down the pike. So, again, we'll see what the Cowboys are. They signed a running back, I think, today.
Royce Freeman, who's around the league, he's not going to solve their problems.
No.
But they've added another guy.
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. The draft is 8 days away. We'll talk to Mike Fisher in a moment. Rangers did beat the Tigers this afternoon 5-4 earlier today here on the team. The Braves knocked off the Astros 5-4. Houston has lost the first three games of that series. And also among the other games today, the Royals beat the White Sox 4-2. The losing pitcher in that game was East Texan Michael Kopech, whose ERA is good. He's the one who throws over 100 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. He is a great talent. He is yet to really blossom, but he's in the White Sox. Been on the White Sox team. He was the losing pitcher today, a low-scoring game, so it sounded like they actually pitched well, but they just didn't score enough. Back in the Hall Buick GMC Hall is an old studio at Jersey Mike's on South Broadway across the mall today. And so the draft is 8 days away, a week from tomorrow night. You'll hear it here right here on 92.1 FM, the team round one of the draft. Mike Fisher, of course, CowboysSI.com, also 105.3 The Fan, the Cowboy flagship station, where one of their anchors last week, Sean Sharif, one of their talk show guys, was talking about what he's been hearing around the Star in Frisco, that everybody in the Cowboy organization, in fact, a lot of people in the Cowboys organization, does not like Micah Parsons' antics. Now, does that influence whether the Cowboys sign him or not? Probably not.
Probably not, yeah.
But it's interesting to note that this comes from a guy who has, I guess, a reputation as being a truth teller, not a flake. Mm-hmm. Mike Fisher, 105.3 The Fan, CowboysSI.com on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline.
I'm glad to pitch in on this subject. The first thing that happens, obviously, in Cowboy Nation, the first reaction is, and I understand it, is to shoot the messenger. Sean, Sharif, how could you? Where are you getting that? Oh, you're making it up. Oh, you want clicks. Oh. And so let me first assure you, and you guys probably know Sean a little bit. I've known Sean for 13 years. He's just not built that way. He is not making this up. He's not trying to use clickbait to gain rate. He's telling you as a guy who could be a news anchorman, if that was his role, he's telling you as a news anchorman that there is this buzz, a negative buzz about Micah Parsons' behavior. Now, and that part's not shocking. And by the way, when we're talking about behavior, we're talking about his colorful nature. Not talking about the way he plays football. There's no issues there. Where it begins like to be more eye-popping is when somebody actually said, you know, maybe paraphrasing, you know, we just soon not have him around here. And whoever has that opinion in the building, number one, should probably keep it to himself. And number two is a moron. Micah Parsons is the kind of player that you wait a decade to get. So is CeeDee Lamb, by the way, which is a good reason why to go ahead and sign them both. But even if there is a sentiment in the building, and I believe Sean, and I trust Sean, and Cowboys fans should too, there's a sentiment, even a semi-sentiment in the building. Hey, this kid needs to focus. This kid, he's goofing around over here. He's got the podcast over there. He's on social media with opinions about everything. After we lose to the Packers, he essentially says, well, what's my fault? Again, I'm paraphrasing. So he shouldn't have done that. That was a mistake. My criticism of the situation here isn't about Sean, and it's not even about Micah. It's about a Cowboy organization that, in having a problem with Micah not focused on winning, is voicing these kind of concerns to the media, not necessarily in a conspiratorial way to keep his price down, because, by the way, that doesn't work either. Cowboys have tried that, and it never, ever works. They lose every single big negotiation almost they've ever been in. Almost every single big negotiation, if you think back in the Jones era. So they're not keeping a lid on his contract by doing this. If it's a conspiracy, it's not going to work. In the case of Sean Sharif, it's not conspiratorial. It simply whispers that he's gathered. And my criticism here is, the very people that are saying that Micah should focus on winning and not foolishness are failing him by themselves focusing on foolishness and not winning.
He's not hearing this from Will McClay or Jerry or people at the highest levels, is he? What do you think?
Sean specifically said, no Jerry, no Steven, no McCarthy. And it's a good – I'm not saying that's not a good question, but as you know, because you've used sources over the years, and – it's a necessary evil. And that's another thing. I think fans, I don't blame them for not liking it. But this is Watergate and well beyond that. I mean, Deep Throat doesn't tell you who he is. The Washington Post doesn't tell you who Deep Throat is for a reason. If they could, they would. Not that this, by the way, is quite Watergate. It's just football. Journalistically, and again, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but a listener might not realize this. The first thing you want to do is get the source on the record for attribution. And then short of that, when he says, well, no, you can't use my name, then you got to take the next level and then the next level and the next level. And that's where we are here. I don't think it's an overriding sentiment in the building. If it was really the way the Cowboys as an organization felt, well, you might as well hurry up and trade him. I mean, hurry. And while you're at it, you might as well hurry up and trade CeeDee Lamb, too. Because Jerry came out and said this wasn't a source. Jerry basically said that you sometimes have to ponder whether CeeDee Lamb, a player like CeeDee Lamb, as great as he is worth five or six other players. That's a Jerry quote. I don't know. I have no idea why that would come out of Mr. Jones's mouth. So you'd rather have five Dante Fowlers than one CeeDee Lamb? No, you wouldn't. That's ridiculous. You'd rather have five Brandon Cooks than one CeeDee Lamb? Of course you wouldn't. Or than one Micah Parsons. So the Cowboys are doing this to themselves, and while the Sean Sharif story isn't about Jerry, the CeeDee Lamb story is, and the Dak Prescott story obviously certainly is.
Well, it's inconvenient because Josh Allen, not the Buffalo quarterback, but the Jacksonville Jaguars pass rusher, what I can see, 5 years, 150 plus $88 million guaranteed. Well, does that not equate to what Micah might be asking?
Well, and we do this with quarterbacks all the time when we say, the longer you wait, the more it's going to cost you. And now you're seeing the same thing happening at pass rusher, edge rusher. You see the same thing happening at wide receiver. Justin Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb and some of these other guys are just they're waiting for whichever one of them goes first. And then the next day, the next guy will ask for a dollar more. It's why the Cowboys deserve credit for what they did with Trayvon Diggs, because that was a preemptive strike. They were proactive. They did him before they had to and got him more affordably, and he still got a big mountain of money. Why they drag their feet on these other things, in the case of Micah and Lamb, I don't know. Why they drag their feet on Dak Prescott, clearly they've waffled in their plan. They are trying to straddle the fence now. They've had a five-year plan on Dak Prescott to eventually make him, once again, the highest-paid quarterback in football, and had very little problem with it. And now, obviously, they do have a problem with it. Otherwise, Jerry wouldn't have come out and said, oh, I think we're fine the way we are. Well, maybe we'll just play it out for the year. Not the decisions that are always the problem for me. It's the indecisions that are a problem.
You have said on this show and around to others that you believe the teardown could well start next year. Would Micah Parsons still be a Cowboy if they start tearing it down? Would he survive that, Mike?
Yeah, I would say the blow it up would include Micah Parsons staying and being a foundational piece on defense, and CeeDee Lamb staying and be a foundational piece on offense. It does not necessarily include Dak Prescott, but you know, here's how we came to it. And this is about 6 weeks ago, we started beating this drum and talking about how this is an all-in year in terms of everybody we've got, that's what we're in with. And then in March of 2025, we're going to blow it up and start over again. In theory, look, who's the highest paid guy on defense? Tank Lawrence. When's his contract up after this year? Who's the highest paid guy on offense? Dak Prescott. When his contract up after this year? Previous to Lamb's situation where he's got $17.88 million now as part of his fifth year option, who was the highest paid guy on offense outside of that? Zach Martin. When's his contract up? Zach Martin could retire after this year. So you would have those three monster contracts all coming off the cap to a degree. You still got some Dak issues. But all of a sudden, you would open up a gigantic amount of room. My problem, of course, with the Cowboys having a gigantic amount of room is, even when they have a little bit of room or a medium bit of room, they still don't spend it on outside the building free agents. And how in the world they think they're going to lose 10 rotational players or starters, which is, I think, is where we're at now. I think we're up to 10, and replace them with draft picks and practice squatters. This is, I can't think of a team, help me out here. I can't think of a team ever being this good. Cowboys last year were pretty damn good. Being this good and then a few months later having this many holes. It's unprecedented. They need a running back. They might need a receiver. They need a center. They need a tackle. They need a defensive tackle. They need a linebacker. And they might need a quarterback. How many times have you seen a 12-5, 12-5, 12-5 playoff team in year four go, man, we could use about 15 new guys around here? And that's what they just did to themselves.
They've only got 7 draft picks. What if I said, as a sleeper, first round, Jonathan Brooks, the running back from Texas, if he fell that far? Is that a stupid idea in your opinion?
What if I don't think it's stupid, but what if I said to you, because I think it's getting to be pretty clear they love Jonathan Brooks. Dr. Cooper here did that surgery, so they have their inside knowledge on it, and there's no question. In fact, Stephen came out and said, if not for the surgery thing, he'd be a first round pick. That's a sign. You know, they're not very good, by the way, at hiding these things, and that's okay. Attach Jonathan Brooks of Texas to the Cowboys. That's fine. Look at the number of running backs that are available in the second and third round and tell me why I need to use a first-round pick on that guy. Can't I find something in the same range in the second round? In fact, maybe I can find him in the second round. Can't I find something in the same range in the third round? And then if we believe in the devaluation of the running back, don't we look around the league and go, man, I don't know. Isaiah Pacheco was in the 7th round, and there's good running backs in this draft, you know, relatively, that are projected by the likes of Dane Brugler and others, you know, to be 6th and 7th round picks. So I think any running back in the first round is a reach, especially when there is prime beef in the offensive line. You at 24, you almost can't screw that up. if you draft one of those offensive linemen at 24. I think that's the way they lean, and then hope a Brooks or somebody like him is available in the second round.
There you go. Mike Fisher of 105.3 The Fan in Dallas and CowboysSI.com. Again, 8 days from the draft, 441. We're at Jersey Mike's, South Broadway, Tyler, 92.1 FM, the team, and the Team Sports Radio mobile app, powered by the Kelly Community Federal Credit Union.
You're on the team. All Sports Radio, 92.1 FM, the team.
The word concrete has come to stand for a lot more than just the product used to build roads, bridges, walls, and buildings. If something's set in concrete, you think solid, safe, and stable. Hi, Bill Coates. At Montrose Concrete, this material becomes an art. They solved a drainage issue at my home. At your home, Montrose Concrete can shape, design, and color this versatile product to fit your lifestyle of driveways, patios, decorative walls, floors, pool decks, and much more. Your imagination is really the only limit. Montrose Concrete is over 40 years experience. They are a licensed and bonded master craftsman, creating functional and aesthetic solutions for and including projects like residential, commercial concrete, light industrial, concrete restoration and repair. Concrete lasts longer and looks spectacular. See their gallery on Facebook at Montrose Concrete Inc. or montroseconcrete.com. MONTROSEconcrete.com. Montrose Concrete.
Hi again, everybody. Let's visit with Monty Hall at Hall Buick GMC on Titus West Loop. Hey, Monty.
Hey, Bill.
You've got a new button on HallHasItAll.com.
That's right. You know, folks are really kind of budget conscious these times. You know, with new car pricing is kind of skyrocketing. And also, used prices are always pretty high this time of the year. So we took the advantage of that, and we're going to say, hey, look, under $30,000 is kind of the sweet spot and new and used vehicles. So we've got a special section on our website. Just anything under $30,000, new and used vehicles. You've got some new Buick Encore GXs under $29,000. Heck, we've got vehicles on that section of the website under $20,000.
GMC, we are professional grade, and let's talk midsize stuff.
How about midsize Canyon, totally redesigned last year, and we've got some midsize Canyons that have hit the ground now, not to mention your headquarters for full-size half-ton professional grade Sierra pickups with 1.9% financing for 72 months.
Check out HallHasItAll.com. Hall Buick GMC on the West Loop, Tyler. Hall has it all.
Garbage disposals are handy things. Just be sure to run soap down there sometimes to keep things clean and working right. I learned that the hard way. I'm Judy of Jim's Jewelers. A friend was in the other day and said her wedding ring had an unfortunate encounter with a garbage disposal. Lots of clattering and banging. She shut it off in a hurry and found a ring down there. Well, who won the war, I asked her. She took the ring out of her pocket. Oh, I see. Big win for the disposal. How about we work a little magic on your ring and make it look like those two never met? She left her ring, and a few days later, she came in to see what magic we had worked. And when we slipped it onto her hands, she said, "You are magicians. It's more beautiful than ever." Jim's Jewelers, our magicians bring life back to your jewelry when life gets the better of it. Full service, repair to restore, the simple to the impossible. Come see us at Jim's Jewelers, Old Troop Highway at Golden Road in Tyler.
You probably know by now that I like taking pictures. Hi, it's Paul Gleiser. And you've probably heard me say that this is an exciting time in photography. It's exciting because of the technological revolution called mirrorless. With a mirrorless camera, what you see in the electronic viewfinder is exactly what you get in your picture. Competitive Cameras has one of the best examples of mirrorless camera technology in stock right now. It's the Sony A7 IV. The Sony A7 IV is a 33-megapixel full-frame interchangeable lens camera that is just sensational. For still photography, it shoots at 10 frames per second. It has in-body image stabilization, which helps eliminate motion blur at slow shutter speeds, and it shoots pro-level 4K video. Competitive Cameras has the Sony A7 IV in stock, and it comes with Sony's one-year USA limited warranty. Plus, tell them I sent you, and they'll include a 64-gig SD memory card on me. Competitive Cameras, one store, everything photographic. On Irving Boulevard in Dallas and online at competitivecameras.com.
All Sports Radio, you're on 92.1 FM, the team.
The Central Division champs will end off the regular season in the lovely confines of the AAC tonight as they get set to skate with the St. Louis Blues. The Dallas Stars are coming off a 3-1 win against the Seattle Kraken in which they secured first place in the Central Division. Not too bad for Texas hockey. The boys in Victory Green took time to chat with the media after their morning skate yesterday. Here's head coach Pete DeBoer talking about his experience and the team.
Yeah, it's everything. You know, I think I've said this before, that the two times I've been to the finals and lost, it was because the depth of the other team was better than ours. You know, there's not many teams you can put our lineup up against up front where that's going to be the case. So, you know, that's a great option to have, and that's really the strength of this team.
The Stars will get set to take on the Blues with puck drop set for 8:30. I'm Kevin Walker.
Yeah, so the Dallas Stars are in great shape. The Mavericks play the Clippers on Sunday.
That's right.
4:20 tomorrow afternoon. Got a lot of fun. Bill and Kevin back in the whole Buick GMC All Has It All studio at Jersey Mike's. Bo Limmer's going to join us tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's great.
We saw Bo play high school football.
We did. That's absolutely true.
Lee/Legacy Red Raiders.
And he's looking to get drafted next week.
Gone on to University of Arkansas, played well there. Mm-hmm. He, we think, will be drafted next week. All and right. He was in town yesterday. I'm going to talk to him via phone tomorrow afternoon, but talk to the current Red Raiders who are in spring training at Legacy High School. We talked to Tyler High's coach, Rashawn Woods, yesterday. Hope to have John King on next week. Longview will start put their pads on next week for their spring training. Meanwhile, as we welcome you back at 4:47, the Rangers beat the Tigers today 5-4. They scored a run the top of the ninth inning and held on the bottom of the ninth inning.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Houston Astros are having bullpen issues. Their game with Atlanta was tied 4-4 into the top half of the 10th inning today until this.
Ground ball, and it's through. Atlanta back in front, thanks to a little more Orlando Magic.
So base hit in the 10th inning, and the Braves wound up winning that game 5-4.
Yeah, and the Astros, you talk about their bullpen, their pitching is an issue because they're injured, including Verlander, I think, is going to make his first start on Friday. But they're banged up pitching, and their bullpen has been worse than the Rangers right now.
So at 10-9, the Rangers still in first place in the division. Kid named Orlando Arcia, I believe, is the pronunciation for the Braves today in the 10th inning, an RBI single, and they wound up winning. By the way, the NBA games tonight here on the team. The Heat Sixers play first, followed by the Atlanta Hawks and the Chicago Bulls. It's a play-in tournament. And these two games, the winner of the first game is the seventh seed.
They're in.
And the loser of that game will then play the winner of game two for the eighth seed.
That's right.
The loser of the second game tonight, either
is
Atlanta or Chicago's out.
Yeah.
So this play-in tournament, of course, last night you heard at the top of the show,
right,
the Lakers won. And so they're the seventh seed.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Who won the second game? I don't even know.
Golden State lost.
So Sacramento.
Yeah, Sacramento is moving on. Golden State's out of there. So, that was a good game. In fact, the Pelicans game was a good game. It's the game I'm talking about. And so Zion Williams had a great game, 40 points, 11 rebounds, until he got injured, but about 3 minutes left. So he won't be playing on the next play-in game.
So, anyway, the NBA playoffs are more or less underway right now with that play-in tournament. Mavericks play the Clippers. I still don't know if we know the time on Sunday that they're playing the Clippers, but they're playing the L.A. Clippers.
Yeah.
That's a series got some serious star power.
Yeah.
You got Luka, Kyrie for Dallas.
Right.
You've got
Kawhi, he's playing.
You got Kawhi, you've got Westbrook, Harden, and Paul George all playing for the Clippers.
You got some guys on that team, but again, come playoff time, you cannot count on Kawhi. And he's missed the past 2 weeks, I believe, and certainly the last two games. And so he's always a problem, an injury issue at playoff time, and this season's no different.
4:49 in the Hall Buick GMC Hall Has It All studio at Jersey Mike's, 92.1 FM, the team.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.
You've built it, you're proud of it, but is there still something missing to give your home that extra sparkle inside or outside? Well, that's the special touch that 110 Welding can provide, like accents in ornamental iron and custom welding. It could be the first look curb appeal that a wrought iron front door, entrance gate, or outside fence can add. Inside, maybe a wrought iron balcony, an ornamental iron banister on a curving stairway, or a handmade table with custom wood, glass, marble, or granite. 110 Welding's mobile crew will even come to you and give existing ornamental ornamental iron a like-new refresh. Follow the lead of many local contractors, builders, and remodelers, and let 110 Welding add that special missing piece. On the web at 110welding.com. That's O-N-E-T-E-N welding.com. Creating beauty and elegance that'll last a lifetime. 110 Welding, where security is a beautiful thing. Highway 110 between Tyler and White House, and on the web at 110welding.com. That's O-N-E-T-E-N welding.com. 110 Welding.
Hi, it's Bill Coates, and I'm here with Matt Flannery of the East Texas law firm of Grant & Flannery. Matt, it's true, isn't it, that a lot of personal injury law firms are more focused on total case volume than they are individual case outcomes?
There are law firms out there that they just get all the cases in they can, and it doesn't really matter what they settle them for, because they got such a volume of them, they're still, these law firms are still going to make a bunch of money, and they know that. We take a different approach. We don't take as many cases as some other firms do, but we get to help a lot of people anyway, and then we maximize the recovery we get for each one of these people when they come to us. That's kind of one of the reasons why people come to us.
If you're injured and in need of legal representation, not all personal injury law firms are the same. Call the East Texas law firm of Grant & Flannery for a no-cost consultation. Matt Flannery and Darren Grant are certified in personal injury trial law by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. They're online at gftexas.com.
Another happy SafeLight customer.
SafeLight repair, SafeLight replace.
There I was, driving down the highway, and a rock flies up and cracks my windshield. Are you kidding me? I asked for recommendations, and everyone sang the same thing. SafeLight repair, SafeLight replace. I booked an appointment at SafeLight.com, and they came to me for free. It was that easy.
Cracked windshield? Go to SafeLight.com now to schedule your free mobile service and let SafeLight come to you. Conditions may apply.
SafeLight repair, SafeLight replace.
Old jewelry that never gets worn isn't worth anything sitting in the jewelry box.
Every woman out there has a corner of their jewelry box that has a bent earring or some out-of-date jewelry.
Tyler Gold and Bullion co-owner Randy Marshall.
So we buy unwanted or damaged gold jewelry.
So you inherited Nana's jewelry, or maybe it was your Uncle Jim's coin collection.
Then we evaluate collections for people. When they come in and say, hey, we've got this collection of coins, something they've inherited, we're happy at no charge to give them a price of what it's actually worth, and then there's a price that we'll buy it for at a very fair price.
Buying or selling, the most important part of the transaction is trust.
We'll be honest. I joke around and tell people all the time. I said, I'm just trying to go on a cruise. I'm not trying to buy the ship.
Tyler Golden Bullion is on South Broadway across from Rose Hill Cemetery. They're online at tylergoldenbullion.com. Transparent, fair, locally owned. That's Tyler Golden Bullion, tylergoldenbullion.com.
What's that old building, Daddy?
That's the old mall, sweetie. It used to have an ice rink. Had my 8th birthday there, actually.
Why'd they shut it down?
Well,
Hello, Southside Bank.
Hi. I'm a commercial developer. I'd like to talk about a mall. Time to build some new memories.
Southside Bank, member FDIC.
I like everything about home cooking, except for the cooking. And that's why I go to Daniel Boone's Grill and Tavern. Daniel Boone's has got great chicken fried steak, pork chops, amazing sirloins, and much, much more. It's home cooking, but not at home. At Daniel Boone's, we'll feed you and feed you good.
You're on The Team, All Sports Radio, 92.1 FM, The Team.
I honestly don't know how these things get started. I've never been offered a number from Liv, and I've never contemplated going to Liv. Again, I think I've made it clear over the past 2 years that I don't think it's something for me. Doesn't mean that I judge people that have went and played over there. I think one of the things that I've realized over the past 2 years is, you know, people can make their own decisions for, you know, whatever they think is best for themselves, and, you know, who are we to judge them for that? But personally for me, you know, my future is here on the PGA Tour, and it's never been any different.
Rory McIlroy is at the RBC Heritage at Hilton Head this week after playing at the Masters. Reports were that Liv had offered him $850 million to jump.
Yeah, and
he says no way.
Yeah, Rory's like the one guy that can't go to Liv because he actually said he hated the Liv.
He can't do that.
Can't do it. Now, Brooks kept to talk trash before he went on to Liv. He talked trash about Liv before he went over. And Bryson DeChambeau talked a little trash. But Rory's the one guy that said he hated Liv golf. So, Yeah, he won't be going to live.
Well, and so, again, after the Masters, a pretty good tournament this weekend at Hilton Head, but boy, anything after the Masters would have to be anticlimactic.
Yeah.
I haven't heard whether the Scheffler's have had their baby yet.
I haven't heard that.
I need to look that up during the break.
So, yeah. I don't think she was due yet, but he was just saying in case.
Just in case.
But I don't think she was due yet. I think she was still 3 weeks out.
It's 4:55 in the Hall Beauty GMC Hall as an all studio.
Did you get in trouble
at
about
Jersey
that
Mike's? we had a debate on Monday about whether would you leave the Masters.
I'm staying on the course, man.
I think I would too. Don't tell my wife I said that though. Right. No, just kidding. We're at Jersey Mike's South Broadway Tire across the mall. Short hour coming up, about 25 minutes coming up at the 5 o'clock hour because we got the NBA play-in tournament. Rangers win today 5-4. We'll tell you more about it on the backside, plus trivia on the team.
All Sports Radio, you're on 92.1 FM, The Team.
When you or a family member gets sick, the last thing you want is to wait hours for meds. The chain pharmacies will make you wait. Majors Pharmacy won't. Bring your prescription to Majors Pharmacy, and in most cases, they'll fill it and have you on your way in 15 minutes or less. Majors Pharmacy accepts most major insurance plans. They also specialize in weight loss medication, and there's free delivery in the Tyler area. Majors Pharmacy, South Broadway at Shelley Drive in Tyler, across from Wagner Cadillac, and online at majorspharmacy.com.
It's the best little ice house in Texas, the Republic Ice House, Spur 248 across from UT Tyler. Great food, drinks, the best live music, and biggest games of the year, including the Rangers and the NBA playoffs on the big screen and over 20 TVs. DJ Dez rocks the ice house on Wednesday night. There's karaoke on Thursday, and check out weekly events and specials on their Facebook page at the Ice House on the Spur across from UT Tyler and online at republicicehouse.com.
Butler Alignment and Brake is one of the most respected car care centers in East Texas, and it's a lot more than just brakes and alignments. Get your oil changed, your AC checked and repaired if needed, along with other routine maintenance. Butler Alignment and Brake is an ASE-certified shop with an A-plus rating from the BBB. They're the best at brake and alignment, but think Butler Brake and Alignment for complete car care on all makes, foreign and domestic. Locally owned in Tyler on Front Street and on the web at butleralignmentandbrake.com. That's butleralignmentandbrake.com.
Hi again, everybody. Let's visit with Monty Hall at Hall Buick GMC on Titus West Loop. Hey, Monty.
Hey, Bill.
You've got a new button on HallHasItAll.com.
That's right. You know, folks are really kind of budget conscious these times. You know, with new car pricing is kind of skyrocketing. And also, used prices are always pretty high this time of the year. So we took the advantage of that, and we're going to say, hey, look, under $30,000 is kind of the sweet spot and new and used vehicles. So we've got a special section on our website. Just anything under $30,000, new and used vehicles. You've got some new Buick Encore GXs under $29,000. Heck, we've got vehicles on that section of the website under $20,000.
GMC, we are professional grade, and let's talk midsize stuff.
How about midsize Canyon, totally redesigned last year, and we've got some midsize Canyons that have hit the ground now, not to mention your headquarters for full-size half-ton professional grade Sierra pickups with 1.9% financing for 72 months.
Check out HallHasItAll.com. Hall Buick GMC on the West Loop Tyler. Hall has it all.
Delay, devalue, deny. Insurance Company 101. I'm Darren Grant of the Grant & Flannery Law Firm, and my staff and I have the answers for them. We stay on top of them to take action. We speak to our clients' doctors, to property damage experts and financial professionals, all to be able to show the adjusters what our clients have been through. And through years of examples, they know if they wrongfully deny a claim, at the courthouse, they'll have to deal with me. Call us. It won't cost you anything to see if we can help.
There's lots of ways to cool down during the summer. Drinking ice-cold beverages, going swimming, cranking down the thermostat. If you have an old air conditioning unit, you probably find yourself adjusting your thermostat multiple times a day to keep comfortable. And you likely see high utility bills as a result. Hi, this is Dixie with the original Evans Air with good news. We are here to help. Call us now and we can save you up to $1,900 on a new energy-efficient AC system. With the latest innovative features and technology, a new home comfort system can actually save you money each month on utility bills while providing the best home comfort. comfort. Don't wait. Call the Original Evans Air today at 561-9410 to save up to $1,900 on a new air conditioning system or ask about fantastic financing. The Original Evans Air at 903-561-9410 or visit our website at evansair.net. Do yourself a favor this summer and phone a friend at the Original Evans Air.
This is The Team, 92.1 FM, KRWR, Tyler. Colin Cowherd, weekdays 11 till 2. You're on The Team.